Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Transform Your Heart. The Old Testament reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 17.
The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Hear the words of this covenant, and speak to the people of Judea and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. You shall say to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Cursed be anyone who does not heed the words of this covenant, which I commanded your ancestors when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. From the iron smelting, say, Listen to my voice, and do all that I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God, that I may perform the oath that I swore to your ancestors, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as at this day. Then I answered, So be it, Lord. And the Lord said to me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. Hear the words of this covenant and do them. For I solemnly warned your ancestors when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, warning them persistently, even to this day, saying, Obey my voice. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear. But everyone who walked in the stubbornness of an evil will. So I brought upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did not. And the Lord said to me, Conspiracy exists among the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back from the iniquities of their ancestors of old, who refused to heed my words. They have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken the covenant that I made with their ancestors. Therefore, thus says the Lord, assuredly I am going to bring disaster upon them that they cannot escape. Though they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. Then the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods to whom they make offerings, but they will never save them in the times of trouble. For your gods have become as many as your towns, O Judah, and as many as the streets of Jerusalem are the altars to shame that you set up, altars to make offerings to Baal. As for you, do not pray for this people, or lift up a cry or a prayer on their behalf, for I will not listen when they call to me in the time of their trouble. What right has my beloved in my house when she has done vile deeds? Can vows and sacrificial flesh avert your doom? Can you exalt them? Can you then exalt? The Lord once called you a green olive tree, fair with goodly fruit. But with the roar of a great tempest, he will set fire to it, and its branches will be consumed. The Lord of hosts, who planted you, has pronounced evil against you because of the evil that the house of Israel and the house of Judah have done, provoking me to anger by making offerings to Baal. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be. And our New Testament is taken from John, chapter 7.
On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard these words, some in the crowd said, This is really the prophet. Others said, This is the Messiah. But some asked, Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived? So there was a division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, Why did you not arrest him? The police answered, Never has anyone spoken like this. Then the Pharisees replied, Surely you have not been deceived too, have you? Has any one of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, they are accursed. Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before and who was one of them, asked, our Lord does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it? They replied, surely, you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much to Dave and Lynn. I was on the phone with my mum yesterday, and usually she phones me on a Sunday, and she's often have to try it a few times because we're not around, but she was successful the first time around, so that's good. But usually the conversation turns around the news and how each time we look at the news, it's just bad news. It's just constantly depressing to the point that I think, maybe like myself, many choose to maybe look at the news once a day and not to try to be too much in online and looking too often. Otherwise, it's just depressing. So when I read a passage like Jeremiah, I say, oh, I don't want to hear more bad news. Thank you very much. So what to do with a passage like that? It feels quite harsh. Here we are in God saying, don't pray for these people. I will not listen. I will not change. And as I was thinking, there are circumstances we know in life when trying to interfere will make it worse. Some people have deep addictions. And for years, sometimes we just try to make it a little bit easier. And it brings even more suffering. Sometimes, very sadly, with certain addictions, people have to go, what we say, to the bottom of the pit before turning around and making the decision to really change. And I think there is a little bit of that in how God deals with our heart. When things get hard, we might turn to God or hear to God and the other gods, not because we really want to change, but because we want it a bit easier. We want things to change, but not our hearts. And I think what God wants is a change of hearts. And for Israel and for Judah, the change of heart only happened through being deported, through being taken out of their land, living in exile for many, many years, and realizing what the consequences of not following God was. So I think I read it in that way. I read it in not in an angry God who enjoys bringing about suffering, but in a God who longs for our hearts to be truly transformed. And that's the other passage, Jesus. He wants to bring living water. He wants to transform our heart. It says the one who believes in him, the one who comes and learns to trust, to drink from him, to be in his presence, out of his heart or her heart shall flow rivers of living water. It is about the transformation of our hearts. And with the coming of Jesus, who fulfills the law, doesn't cancel it, but fulfills it, he also brings about the breaking of the powers that held us actually captive. We, in a sense, were all addicted to the wrong thoughts and the wrong ways. And by believing in what Jesus did for us, we can be freed and receive that Holy Spirit, that presence of God in our lives, who will transform us from the inside out. Give us a new heart, it says. Give us a new way of seeing God, seeing ourselves and seeing the world, and making us able to live a life that fulfills God's purposes. Now, yesterday at church, James talked about what it means to live as a community and our calls. And he shared that he always felt his first call was to be a husband and a father. And he kind of share very with great humility that it's not always easy. Christian doesn't mean we will be perfect, but when the Spirit lives in us, our heart is being transformed and changed, and we learned to live as God always wanted us to live. And we see that with Nicodemus. And I like Nicodemus because just a few chapters before, he has a meeting with Jesus with questions. And we're not sure whether that meeting with him did anything. But then now we hear that he tentatively start to stand up for Jesus here with a question. Our Lord does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it? And he's kind of silenced by saying, well, surely you know that nothing good comes from Galilee. But we will hear about Nicodemus later in that gospel, after Jesus has been crucified and died. He will be there to bury the body. And so for me, Nicodemus also speaks about a growing faith. And that's what we are exploring at St. James, a growing trust and a growing dareness, a growing boldness. So Nicodemus first go at night to ask questions to Jesus. Here in the day, he kind of challenge tentatively his friends. And at the end, publicly, he goes and carry the body of Jesus, kind of showing that he wants to be a follower. So we shouldn't be discouraged. We're all on a journey. Sometimes we are tentative in trying something new as a step of faith. But if we learned to be in God's presence, to remain in Jesus, and to ask him to strengthen, to guide, and to transform, he will do it, sometimes bit by bit. And so we can be sure that God is truly with us. So let's continue to pray for the life of the church at St. James, that will be a place where people will discover faith and grow in their faith, that we will have an impact on our community, a transforming impact. Jesus, thank you that you, through your death, through conquering death and sin, you bring about real transformation, the transformation of our whole lives. And at times, that transformation can feel difficult, even painful. Thinking of you being the vine, we being the branches, and sometimes you pruning us, that we may bear even more fruits. And we live in a time where everything we look around us seems bad news. And yet when we open our eyes a little bit better, we also can see your life. We can see the care that is happening at St. James among people. We can see the words of encouragement of things that are answers to prayers. And we know you as our source of living water. We can always come to you at any time of the day, in any circumstances, whether in a difficult place or in a better place. Like fresh water, when it's dry, you have that kind of effect on us.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.